Hey everyone, this is Nancy Tierney from Firecracker Communications, and I just wanted to wish you a really great weekend this weekend. And before you head out for your fabulous weekend, I had a thought I wanted to share with you that may be helpful to you, which is be careful how you accept people's opinions of something that you've done, especially in your business. As a copywriter and a marketer, I believe in getting feedback. But I believe in getting feedback from people you really know and trust, and people that have a professional perspective that you respect and that you feel is really helpful. But even if you really admire that person's expertise, you still need to really filter whatever feedback they give you through what's true and right for you, what you really know, what you know about your target audience, what you know about what you're trying to offer and your intention, and what you know about yourself and your business. And people are very well-meaning, I believe, honestly, when they give you their feedback and their opinions about something that you are doing or that you're offering. If something they have said really resonates with you and it feels right and you go, oh yeah, that's right, that would be so much better, or I see your point, then yeah, by all means, take that in and make changes as you see fit. But really be sure that it's something that feels true and right for you. And don't let people's feedback undermine your confidence about what you've done. Because some people can make some really great suggestions, you start to doubt whether anything you've done on this project is good or right. And don't go there. Whatever you do, don't go there. So really just come back to what's true for you and appreciate what people are offering in terms of their feedback. But make sure that before you take action on it, it really is something that you want to go, yeah, that's so right, that's so great. Okay, have a great weekend, and I'll see you back somewhere on social media, I'm sure, next week. Bye.